Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Owner of 307 The Range to donate shooting range to Sheriff's Office. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During the Campbell County Commissioners meeting on Tuesday, County Public Works Director Matt Olson announced a donation from 307 The Range during the Commissioners' comments. Olson said the county was approached by the owner of 307 The Range, Commissioner Del Shellstead, wanting to make the donation of the range's equipment to provide law enforcement with an indoor facility that could be used year-round for training. It was proposed to relocate and store the shooting range in one of the former road and bridge buildings by the Sheriff's Office off 4J Road and Box Elder Road. Lieutenant Paul Pennell explained,
"The use of this range would not only benefit the Sheriff's Office, but also the PD. In addition to those two agencies, you'd also include DCI, Highway Patrol, Game and Fish, and any other law enforcement agencies that might come into Gillette."
Sheriff Scott Matheny said the current range, which is in the basement of the Sheriff's Office, was part of the building built in 1985 and is out of date. And the new state-of-the-art range would create a great opportunity for enhanced training for law enforcement. It would also provide the chance for the Sheriff's Office and the Gillette Police Department to train together in one facility. Matheny said he is confident the current building by the Sheriff's Office would work well for the range and would be a fraction of the cost to remodel as opposed to a new building. He said a new building wouldn't be needed, and he had no plans to add a new building to the budget in the future. He said a partnership with the police department would also offset the cost of a remodel. Commissioner Del Shellstead said about the range,
"In an effort of transparency, we can let the cat out of the bag. So this is my shooting range. Just the model didn't work here, specifically because of the ammo situations that we've had. A small facility like mine can't compete with people like Cabela's and Sportsman's Warehouse and things like that on ammo." So
he said he knew about the need for a better training facility, and this would help provide it. The immediate goal is to get the range stored on county property and then work towards a plan for the next fiscal year to decide what will be done with it. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.